any of those things. The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. We are to redeem the time, and we're to take that time and use it to honor God with. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with spending time with family and all those things. None of those things are wrong. And yes, yeah, some of them are going to have some customs that you don't agree with and some things that you don't agree with. You know, that doesn't mean that you're compromising if they are doing something. You don't have to do the same things they do. And you can understand the truth, and you can teach your children the truth. And I would advise you teach your children the truth. You know, because if you don't, there will come a day when your children will see hypocrisy all over you. And they will not believe the God of your forefathers, because they will think that you are a hypocritical liar. And unless you don't believe that, I've seen it in churches. I've seen it for as long as I've been saved in the last 12 years. I have seen it, the hypocrisy that is there. You lose the kids with it. You just lose them. You see it. Some of you have family members that are supposed to be saved, and there's nothing there. Nothing. So anyway, just remember some of those things. Pray for Church State Law Ministries. Remember that pastor I told, or the preacher I told you contacted me about, from Idaho, about the 501c3 and how that church voted to come out of the corporation? They already made that vote, so they want to do that. He asked me a bunch of questions Wednesday night. I was on the phone to him about 10:30, 11 o'clock on Wednesday night after church, just talking to him about some things. He went to the pastor, and the pastor said, "Hey, could you do this? Could you get this all and talk to this man?" And we talked about it a lot, and I explained a lot to him, and he was very they want to do something about it. And basically, he called me, or he sent me an email yesterday. He said, and he asked me if I would come to Idaho and preach for them. He asked me, "Do you preach revivals?" I said, "No, not really. I don't believe those. I don't believe revival the way that it's taught today. I think that's a meeting that's planned where an evangelist rolls into town and does what he does and then rolls in. I don't believe that sort of thing like that." And he goes, "You know what I mean." He said, these people need a logging whistle to wake them up. He said, a logging whistle to wake them up. He said, would you come and preach and kind of be used to wake them up? I said, "Sure. I mean, if you want me to, if that's what you believe, you know, you folks want, then I'll come." And he goes, "We're out in the middle of Idaho. They're out in the middle of nowhere. It is a long drive. They want me to bring my family." And which is fine. I will. I'm not going to fly, because where they're at, it's almost, I mean, a flight to there is just, it's kind of crazy. You'd have to fly there, rent a car, drive down. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out when it gets closer. I'm not sure when they want me to come up, but I think it's fairly soon. They want me to explain, they understand that they're going to leave the corporation, but they want me to help them to understand why. You know, why not that they're doing something right, but why they're doing this and the importance of it, and then go on to preach some things that will strengthen them and be a blessing to them, and try to wake them up a little bit to some things. I'll do that if it'll be a blessing, if it'll help, I'll do it. So I don't know yet how that's going to work. He's going to get in touch with me, today, I think, probably. He's talking to the men today about it, and they're gonna, you know, come to an agreement. The church, I guess they're going to the church today, and they're gonna come to an agreement. And I mean, he's hillbilly all the way out there, man. This guy, he's gonna come visit us. He drives truck. He's a logger. He's a forensic genealogist. No, does that sound right? Forensic genealogist. He's a blacksmith. Well, he's not the pastor. But he is a preacher too. He's a blacksmith, and you know what he said to me? "Brother, I'm going to make you a knife when you get here." I'm like, "Yeah! Make it that big! I'll wear it right down my leg." But anyway, if I can be a blessing to him, I'll help him. He's the guy that's awake and understands what's going on in this world. He wants the church to come along and understand some things, and I guess they want me to be like the shocker, to come in and be used of God. Obviously, the Holy Ghost does that, but he uses a messenger to do it. Amen. So they want me to be a shocker. So we'll see if it all pans out. He thinks that's what they're going to have me do. So if that's the Lord's will, we'll go. We'll do that. Again, I told him I'm not a big traveler. I don't really like it. And it seems like to me it's happened a little more often than I'd like. But right now, until God raises up another man underneath us to help us with this, which I believe he will, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what I have to do a little bit. Anyway, so we'll see. I don't want to go somewhere for the sake of just going somewhere. Do you know what I mean? If I can't do something for the Lord there and help that church come out of the corporation. Listen to this. This is what's so exciting. This church is a Southern Baptist church that is coming out of the convention. They're coming out of the Southern Baptist convention. There are already King James old-fashioned hymns. Their doctrinal stand is already out of the convention. In fact, he said the convention is pushing away from them. Because that church is strong on all these things, but they're still linked back. You'd be surprised. There are thousands of churches out there that are linked to the Southern Baptist Convention that really have nothing to do with them. They don't doctrinally stand with them at all. Now, there's the flip side of it, too. But these folks are organizing out of they want to organize under the Declaration of Trust, and they want to come out of the Southern Baptist Convention all at the same time. So, but the Southern Baptist Convention will be first, obviously. And like I said, they're already kind of out of it. So this is a church that's waking up. See, what happened is they called in a pastor that was an independent fundamental Baptist pastor. And he was like, you know, I'm not a Southern Baptist. I'm going to preach the Bible. And he just preached it. And they're like, well, we want out of this thing. And that local church, which is incorporated, they own the building, though. The Southern Baptist Convention doesn't own it. That local church owns it. So they're going to be able to probably retain it and everything. That shouldn't be a problem at all. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. But pray for these folks. They have a burden to do what's right. And as long as somebody does, I want to help them. You know, especially folks, we need more churches that are awake and understand these things. You know, but you're going to probably meet this man because he's going to be coming through. I asked him, you know, about my carry permit while I'm there, and he goes, "You Yankees crack me up." He said, "We don't have carry permits here." He said, "We have open carry here." Yeah, they have open carry there, and yeah. Well, he said that there, he goes, "There's nothing but bears and wolves around here." He goes, "We have like zero crime rate. We have the third largest county in America." But he said, "We have only 19 police for the whole county." He said, "We have militias everywhere." I said, "I'm moving to Idaho. Join in the militia." Just kidding, Homeland Security. That was a big joke. Ha ha, it was funny, right?
Just like you guys.
Okay, enough of the pleasantries. Now I'll make everybody mad. Luke chapter 6. Just pray for those folks. It's very exciting to see people that want to do right. Folks, I wouldn't help somebody if they wanted to stay in their error and they didn't want to. We wouldn't as a church want to help somebody that wants to just stay in error and, you know, doesn't want to come out of the whole thing and do it right. But these folks want to do right. We need to pray for them. You know, and everything, that the Lord would be honored with. But we'll see how it goes here. It's not a for sure 100% thing yet, but we'll see. I'm praying so, and the Lord has given more fruit with this church state law ministry, and this would be like the eighth church that we've helped. You know, that's a lot of fruit, folks. That really is. It's very exciting to see that. Luke chapter 6 in your Bibles here, you know how I come on strong, so this will be very strong, but I don't want you to be stuck in the bubble of this world, but understand what's going on here. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. I pray you bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here's the thing I want you to understand. The title of this sermon is Merry Christmas, you hypocrites. And it's basically dealing with the world, and just the teaching of the world today. And by the way, that's the first message. The second message today will be called, The World Hates Christ. And you say, why do you have to bring that up today? Because everybody thinks the world loves Christ. That's why. Everybody thinks that this actually holiday is love for Christ. Well, I want you to see Christ's own words in the next message, whether you believe Christ or you believe what the world has to say about that, and whether the world really loves Christ or not. We'll look at what the Bible says, and then nobody can be mad at me. They can be mad at God because he's the one that wrote it. Amen? That's why I like preaching like this, because then you can just be mad at God because he wrote it, not me. Amen? All right. In this message, though, it talks about the hypocrisy of the world. The absolute hypocrisy of the world. Luke 6:46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That's a very convicting verse, isn't it? Very convicting teaching. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to him who he is like. Show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. This is a whole other sermon that could be preached right here. I don't have time to go into that. But let me just say this. Your foundation is sure when it stays on Scripture. But when you get into a bunch of other garbage and rudiments of this world and traditions of men, you have no foundation. None. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen? Well, we can liken that to the house of God as well. Doctrinally. Millions of people around the world will soon be celebrating what they believe to be the birthday of when Christ was born. So much hypocrisy in the statement of Merry Christmas. Very hypocritical statement. We'll look at the hypocrisy of the world in the celebration. This will not be an exhaustive study, though, on the fact that celebrating the birth of Christ was never commanded from Scripture, nor will it cover the fact that December 25th is Saturnalia Day or a pagan custom. I'm not looking to do that. I want you to understand the hypocrisy of the world in celebrating the Mass that they call Christmas and why it's so hypocritical. First of all, Christ's principles are not welcome in the governments of this world today. Millions of people will be off of work from the federal government to the state governments, and they will be off of work to observe a holiday and to observe something that they don't even believe in. They don't even believe in the man's principles. They don't even believe he was God. They don't believe they shouldn't govern by his rule or his word. They believe none of that. What is it? It's hypocrisy. It's blatant hypocrisy. His principles of life are not recognized at all. Some men recognize his birth, but don't recognize him as Lord. Why would his birth matter if he's not Lord? They don't recognize, the government doesn't recognize the principles of his life. What makes sense to observe a day of a man that you say is Jesus Christ, to observe that day as a government, but then totally and completely go against the teachings of the man that you're observing? John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Millions will gather on December 25th and they will pretend as if it is about Christ, but in practice they will deny him all year long. Do you know how many Catholics are going to show up to a mass? In fact, do you know how many so-called Baptists and Protestants are going to show up to a church service, give a little bit of an offering, show up there and pretend like they're worshiping God? And some of you will actually think that that's good. And I will tell you, it is blasphemy at its highest degree. Why? Because it's phony. What makes sense to come on a day that's supposed to be observed for the Savior to recognize His birth and then deny Him completely in your life, totally, the rest of the year? And in fact, the rest of the hour, and in your heart, you're denying Him. When you're even sitting in that pew, you're denying Him. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. We see Christians that ratchet up the war machine and thousands of soldiers overseas dying. We have soldiers all over the world. We have children all over the world. It's almost like a campaign should be started. Shoot a drone, save a child. Ouch. You know, everybody's talking about gun control. Could we not have drone control, please? Could we stop bombing people? Could we stop killing innocent children and innocent people all over the world? That just wake up some morning and have the unfortunate life to wake up and walk out of a hut in Pakistan and get their heads blown off? Merry Christmas. I wonder if we should write those on the bombs. Merry Christmas, you hypocrites. Think about that. Think about the utter hypocrisy in that statement. Some of you might not understand the spirit in which this is given, but it doesn't matter. It's still the truth. See, I just keep thinking about all the souls going to hell because we have Christians that are supporting endless wars. But yet those Christians will gather in a church, don't have the fortitude to stand up and tell the truth. Don't have the fortitude to stand up and vote for people that will not put enslave others. No. That will bomb others and kill others. Don't have the fortitude to stand up and vote right and demand that these things stop. But they'll say Merry Christmas and think they do God justice. Do you understand the hypocrisy in all of that? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The president goes and takes a vacation. Meanwhile, people are dying all over the world by soldiers and drones and upon his orders. Never mind, this president, he can have as many armed guards as he wants to, but you're not supposed to protect yourself. No, you're supposed to give up your arms. When you stick one right here and I'm gone, then you can have them. And I so mean that. Without any reservation or hesitation. Because I haven't been fluoridated enough or effeminized enough to agree with you. You haven't hypnotized me enough. I'm not dumbed down. I'm not passive enough. In fact, I feel like there's a fire burning in me even brighter than ever. But this president will say he's a Christian. No doubt those will believe him as he orders the death of people. Christ would have nothing to do with this war machine of American government that consumes it upon their own lust. Can anybody explain to me why we would have soldiers all over the world to protect Americans? How are they protecting us when they're not here? By the way, in case you don't understand, our freedoms are not endangered by Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. They're endangered by our own government. Last time I checked, Libyans didn't pass the Patriot Act, the National Detention Act, or have a death list for Americans that they didn't agree with. Or threatened to take the arms away from U.S. citizens. That seems to be happening by our own government. But they will say Merry Christmas as they see so many die, and everybody's just supposed to be okay with that. Everybody, are we living in reality or not? Are we so dumbed down? Are we sheeple that we don't see this? That this is real and this is what's going on in our world today? Christians as well are guilty of this hypocrisy. I don't say they're not saved. They need to repent of that sin of hypocrisy, though, which relieves them of their charge of hypocrisy itself. By the way, God loves foreign children just as much as the children in America. I know everybody wept over the 21 children that died, and I weep with you, but the point is that the 20,000 that are being killed over there, God cares about them too. Even if they are a different color than you and they have a turban on their head, God still loves them. I'm sorry you Christians don't, but God does. So many were appalled at what happened with the shooting there, but are not appalled at the thousands dying from drones all over the world. And all I can think of is Merry Christmas, you hypocrites. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Number two, millions of professing Christians will practice hypocrisy in this Xmas season. Many will claim to celebrate his birth. They are happy to keep Jesus in a manger, to keep him the poor child in the manger, in the stable, than to recognize his lordship in their lives. They will spend thousands of dollars and go into debt and gather treasure on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves do break through and steal. There is nothing wrong with giving, but for us to pretend that we are doing it because Jesus was born is completely hypocritical. Nothing to do with Jesus being born. You know, there are many times that offerings will go down at this time of year because people will spend so much money. Just normal giving, people will spend so much money on commercialized things and everything else that they totally neglect God, the giving to the Lord. Totally just neglect it and forget about it. And by the way, lest you forget, let me smash another one of your idols. There's no such thing as a Christmas spirit. There's the Holy Ghost of God that dwells inside a believer. There's no such thing as a Christmas spirit unless it's demonic. Amen. Sorry, folks, it's the truth. You better be able to handle the truth. Because lest you... Folks, I'm scared for people. Let me tell you why I'm so scared for people. Because they are living in such a bubble that when reality hits and you have no food on the shelves and you walk into a grocery store and there's nothing there, and you walk in and it's $20 a gallon for gas, and you can't even drive down the road. Oh, that'll never happen. Oh, really? Start one war in Iran and gas is going to go up to $8 a gallon. Cut off the Strait of Hormuz and see what happens. It's reality, folks. We need to embrace for what could come our way. And living in this bubble to think that the world loves Jesus and that they're actually celebrating his birth. How come nobody wants to? Well, let's talk about that. They want to talk about the birth. Why not talk about the death, the burial, and the resurrection? Why the birth? Well, because the birth, knowing that Christ came, will not save you. No, it's not convicting to learn that a baby came in a manger. it's only part of the story. Do you understand that's why people love it so much and this world loves it? Because it's part of the story. And you can still go to hell with part of the story. But oh, stop being so passionate. Just be more passive. Just accept what's coming your way. Don't fight it. Don't resist. Don't stand against the tide of this world. But just give in to it. No, I'd rather die first. You know, they will attend, many people, professing Christians, will also sing hymns for a mass or church service and then go out to their car and play the devil's music. They attend the holiday services, then grudgingly give and do the other things that are required of them and then go home and live like they don't even know there is such a person as Jesus. It's utter hypocrisy. Many professing Christians will booze it up on wine and liquor and then say, Merry Christmas. And then my response is, Merry Christmas, you hypocrites. But I didn't just say that. What did Jesus say? Why call ye me Lord, Lord? And do not the things which I say. Isn't he calling them out on their hypocrisy? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Oops. A little more Bible for you. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You don't think that's true? I've watched people in name only do all of these things or say all these things and their actions are complete opposite and they will tell you that they're Christians. Some of these professing Christians will lie to their children, tell them Santa is real and try to share the glory of Jesus with the Santa. Oh, you shouldn't reprove that doctrine. That's not very nice. Oh, yeah, excuse me. I thought I was supposed to preach the Bible and the truth. Not preach and tell people that somebody, some fat man in a red suit comes down from the North Pole, flies through a chimney, eats your cookies you place there, puts little presents in there and is watching you when you sleep. But I'm the bad guy because I tell you that's stupid and it's wicked. But then how will you believe in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? How? How will you believe that? Oh, hey, Santa's going to bring you some presents. No, he's not. Shh. Quiet, boy. Put a muzzle on that kid, will you? They further tell their children they are receiving gifts to celebrate his birth. The problem is none of that is true. Because there's nothing in the Bible that says that you receive gifts when Jesus is born. By the way, the date of when Jesus is born is not in the Bible. Well, you can find it. If you look in the Feast of the Tabernacles and a few other things, you can come pretty close. But I guarantee you one thing, it's not December 25th. And that's real easy to prove. Not to mention the fact that that was somebody else's birthday. But I don't want to get too much into that. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? For the Christian, that ought to grip you completely. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You and I, whether it's the hypocrisy of the world, let me ask, is there anyone in this room that can say that this, that can honestly say that this Merry Christmas is not hypocritical? Do you really believe that it's not hypocritical? Let me think about it. Do you really believe that the world loves Jesus? You're going to find out in the next hour just how much they love Jesus. So then, what do you suppose it means to come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord God? Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. Are we different? Do we go about the same hypocrisy that they do? My only problem is this, with a lot of things like this, is if Rome's on board for it, I start to have a problem with it. Excuse me for taking about 2,000 years of evidence of them murdering Baptists. There is that little fact. There is the little fact that they beheaded little children. They stuck their heads on poles all the way down the roads of Rome. Killed many of them, and at the same time, they said Merry Christmas too. True and factual. Study the history, you'll see it. It's real. We have to understand something. We're going to redeem the time for the days are evil. We're going to spend it with our families. We're going to enjoy the time we have. And there's going to be people with other customs that maybe you don't agree with and things like that. That gives you no right to be rude. That gives you no right to be disrespectful. That gives you no right to try to correct them in their own home or anything like that. That's not what you're doing. You're going to spend time with family. You're going to understand the differences that you have, understand where they're at, and understand where you're at. But you're going to teach your children the truth. Amen? Teach your families the truth about everything. But that in no way, because we have the truth, gives us no right to just beat somebody over the head with it either. We have to have the right spirit about it when we deal with it. We have to understand that you're dealing with largely ignorant people that are too scared to study the Bible to figure out what the truth is. They're too scared to try the traditions of men because somebody told them what to believe and they just believe it. Right? The same arguments that people use for Christmas, they use for Halloween. Same arguments. So, anyway, the point is not whether you spend time with your family and have a good time. You should do all those things. You really should. And you should interject the gospel wherever you can. And you should bring the truth to people wherever they are. Amen. You should do that. Let me ask you something. If our children cannot believe in you or what you say, if you've lied to them or are a hypocrite, well, where will that leave them? If we don't clearly define truth, because I'm telling you, you know what people do that are not saved, that are looking into religion? They start to look at some of these things that Christians do and they start to ask them, well, why do you do this? Well, why do you do these things? Well, what do you tell them? Do you know? Oh, I just do it because everybody else does. That's wonderful. Because that Jehovah's Witness is going to look and say, well, they do it because they're a bunch of pagans. That's why they do it. Because they can't have any scriptural support for what they do. They just do it because it feels good. Do you know how many people do things in this world because it feels good? It's all about emotions. That's primarily what it's about. Now, there's nothing wrong with being emotional and having emotions. The point is that what dictates to you what you do? The Bible or emotions? Truth or whatever feels right? By the way, the Satanist Aleister Crowley, do what thou wilt. Just do it. Whatever feels right. I know what's coming. Listen to me as closely as you can. I know what's coming to this world because God foretold in the scriptures what's coming. And your children better be able to see truth an error. Not this gray area that everybody wants to swim in, but that which is right and that which is wrong. Both. Not in the middle, so they wonder. Because they will wander in that gray area, and you will lose them to the world and to the deception that is coming to all of the earth. And nobody wants to believe it. Everybody wants to live in a bubble. Everybody wants to live and think that this isn't reality. Oh, they're not going to. I had a guy when I went to this, just give me an example. I had a guy when I went to the to Walmart. He was like, oh, I don't know about those semi-automatic rounds. And he was the guy that was working at Walmart. I said, yeah, give me 300 of them. Oh, whoops, I guess I shouldn't have said that to you. I said, no, I don't care what you say. Just give me 300 of them. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you think I'm weird. I had a whole cart full of ammo that I pulled up in Walmart, and I was walking into Walmart. This is great. Even the New World Order sells ammo. This is wonderful. I just walked right up there, walked up the cash register, had a big old basket full of 9mm and everything like that, and everybody's looking around at me like, it's like, yeah, it's me. It's mine. You might be asking me for some someday. You better be nice to me. Did I care? Not even a little bit. See, I don't care what you think about me. Do you understand? I want to live for God. I care if I have a bad testimony. I don't mean that. What I mean is that if you think, if my living for God bothers you, good! Good! I hope it does bother you. Because I'm wearing it right here so you can see it. I'm not trying to hide what I believe. I'm not trying to hide this Bible, this book, and the truths of this word. I'm not scared of what you think of me. I don't care about that. You don't add to me or take away from me when it comes to those things. I am going to live for God no matter who likes it. I'm going to stick to the principle of this book no matter who likes it. It doesn't matter if everyone leaves. I'm still going to follow his word. And if I'm the lonely guy in the cave with a beard 8 foot long, and a Bible in my hand eating honey and locusts and coming out of the woods named Jason the Baptist, screaming, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you really have to understand that I'll be fine with that. Because I don't get anything from man, I get it from God. And if the world says, well, I can't believe you don't believe in the Xmas holiday, and I'm going to look at them and say, well, I can't believe you do. Do you see what I mean? Or I don't want to come to that church for the way you preach. Well, I don't want you here because you don't like the way I preach. Amen. It doesn't faze me like that. Why? Because either God's going to build the house, either we're going to stand on a sure foundation, or we're not. But I'm sure not going to play games with it. I'm sure not going to live my life in some fantasy gray area so my kid gets 15 years old and doesn't know what truth is. He says, well, what is truth? There's so much falsehood out there. What do we believe, Dad? I don't even know. The pastor doesn't even know what he believes. What do we do? He's wishy-washy on every doctrine. What do? No, I want you to come to this assembly, and when you come on Sunday, I want you to hear the Word of God thundered out, and you can go home and say, well, I don't agree with him here. That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. But as long as you can show me from Scripture, not some one verse taken out of context, but an inductive study of Scripture and prove that the teaching is wrong, better believe God. Better follow him. Because, folks, deception is getting stronger. Do you realize they have polled people and there is about 35% of Americans that say, yeah, it would be good if we just got rid of semi-automatic weapons. Just get rid of them. I don't care what the Second Amendment says, just get rid of them. I don't care what the founding document says, just get rid of them. Evidence that was blasted all over television that the U.S. military has been killing people all over the world. That the CIA sends drones everywhere. And what is it? A level of deception. Well, I want truth to reign in every area, not just part of it. I want it to be, if something is not real, if this Xmas is not real, then I want to tell the truth about it. Why? So then my son won't look at me someday and say, Dad, how come you didn't just tell me the truth about this? Why did you believe this? Because see, I don't believe Christianity because of this. Do you know that there's a young man, and he's a sodomite now, I believe? And this young man went to the pastors of my former church, and he walked up to them and he asked them questions. Do you know what those pastors told him? I don't know. I don't know the answers. So he got onto atheist websites and he found his answers. Those are his answers. So he's a sodomite atheist today. Why? Well, because some preacher didn't come from the pulpit, thunder out the truth, and look at people and say, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I don't want there to be a gray area. I want the truth to reign. I want people to know the truth. Why? Because you're getting fed a lot of lies all day long. And we have just been conditioned that if it comes over television, believe it. Yeah, the world loves Jesus. Really. We'll see about that. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. I pray you'd bless us now. Help us understand your word. Thank you for it. Thank you for the conviction, Lord, to preach it. Thank you for the strength and the mercy to preach it, Lord. And I pray for your people that they'd have the strength and mercy to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. About 5 minutes here, we'll get started.